This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Rome last night on his first bilateral visit to Italy, where he is set to ink agreements in key sectors including trade, defence, mobility, maritime security, port-related cooperation and clean energy. He was received at the airport by Italy's Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that his visit to Italy will focus on ways to strengthen cooperation between the two countries, with particular attention to the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. He wrote that the Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 will also be reviewed. The PM said he will also visit the headquarters of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, reinforcing India's commitment to multilateralism and global food security. Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election has said that simultaneous Lok Sabha, Assembly and local body elections could save nearly 7 lakh crore rupees, improve governance efficiency and increase India's GDP growth by up to 1.6%. Joint Parliamentary Committee Chairperson and Lok Sabha MP P.P. Chaudhary said this while addressing a press conference in Gandhinagar, Gujarat last evening.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi constituted an 8-member committee under the leadership of our former President Ramnath Kovind. The committee also benefited from the guidance of Home Minister. Along with him, N.K. Singh, who is an economist, and Ghulam Nabi Azad, who is a prominent leader with vast political experience, were part of it. That committee submitted its report to the government, which recommended that simultaneous elections for the Lok Sabha and Vidhan Sabhas should be held in the country.
India has achieved a major milestone in railway modernization by completing 99.6% electrification of its broad gauge network. As of March this year, more than 69,873 route kilometers of broad gauge railway lines was practically electrified. With this achievement, India has moved ahead of several major rail systems, including those in the European Union, the United Kingdom and the United States of America. The West Bengal government has notified the Annapurna Yojana to provide assured monthly financial assistance of 3,000 rupees to women for their socio-economic upliftment. The scheme, introduced by the Department of Women and Child Development and Social Welfare, will come into effect from the 1st of next month. Under the scheme, the financial assistance will be transferred directly to the Aadhaar-linked bank accounts of eligible beneficiaries through direct benefit transfer. In Congo, the death toll due to Ebola outbreak has risen to 136. Health Minister Roger Kamba informed this amid spread of deadly virus that has gripped the eastern part of the country. According to Congolese health authorities, the country has recorded 543 suspected cases and 32 confirmed infections, while neighbouring Uganda has reported 2 confirmed cases. Congo is currently facing its 17th outbreak of Ebola, which has been caused by Bundibujo strain of Ebola. Previously, Bundibujo caused 2 outbreaks in 2007 and then in 2012, where it killed around 30% of people infected. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange colour alert for heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has issued a red colour alert for warm night conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha during the day. The India Meteorological Department has said that heatwave conditions are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Southwest Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Telangana, Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Marathwada and Odisha for next 2 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi and Lakshadweep is expected till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in a high-scoring match at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night, keeping their playoff hopes alive. Rajasthan Royals overhauled a massive target of 221 runs with 5 balls to spare and 7 wickets in hand. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.